So I humiliated myself recently.
Okay. You had your own tearing it up.
Oh my gosh.
Oh
my gosh.
This is great.
Ash, it's bad.
Oh God.
Like,
wait, can I say that we had this happen again where you mentioned that you had a good story for me and I've been eagerly waiting
but
for this?
I did a good job this
time. She did a great job. She didn't leave me hanging, but I'm very excited to hear this, you guys.
Because more I was like, oh, I should say this for the podcast. But then I was like, did I already tell her? And I don't think I did. Okay. So I went to a wedding in Texas.
You did.
And it's a really close family friend, Tyler. Shout out, Tyler.
Tyler?
What's up, Tyler? And so, like, you know, when you do stuff with, like, family, friends, you kind of, like, just do whatever they ask, right? So, like, right. At one point, I was making the bouquets. Another point, I was, like, doing bridesmaids' hair.
I'm not surprised at all.
Oh, my gosh, no. Like, at one point, I'm, like, literally, like, fixing the centerpieces. Like,
Taryn's the type of person, if you come into, like, some kind of, like, predicament or situation, for some reason, something about her personality, you just fully trust that she is fully capable of handling that situation.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm like, oh my God.
I appreciate that.
The bouquets aren't ready, Taryn.
Yeah. I'm super scrappy, so like I figure it out, you know?
Figure it out, yep.
So anyways, one of my tasks was to set up the spread of food at the rehearsal dinner.
Okay.
So specifically, I was setting up the rolls. And they were literally, we had like 30 packs of those. You know those like Hawaiian King rolls?
Oh. Yeah.
It literally tastes like you're taking a bite of a cloud from heaven.
It doesn't have to be warmed up. It doesn't even have to have anything on it. I can eat it plain.
Yeah, like candy. I can see the like orange bag packaging.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I'm taking them out, being super OCD and like stacking this like tiered tray thing. And this guy walks up to me. He goes, he was like, wow, like who got those rolls or something like that, right? So then I, being me, because I can't ever do like a normal response, I go, oh, like I actually handmade these all myself. So then he like laughs, which you can't laugh at me. Like you can't, because if I think I'm being funny, like I'll go for like hours.
Oh, got it.
You know what
I
mean? Like you can't egg me on. So he egged me on. So then I went on for legit like 5 minutes being like, yeah, actually, like I own the company. Like at the last board meeting, I proposed a change for like Taryn's role. Like literally just saying the stupidest crap for like 5 minutes, right? So then he pauses and he looks at me and he goes, You know that I'm the COO of that company, right?
Stop.
Like,
what? You met the owner of the Hawaiian roll guy?
Okay. So then, like, okay, so I...
You met the Hawaiian roll guy.
I freeze. I completely freeze, and I'm just blankly staring at him because I'm like, in my mind, there's two thoughts. One, there's absolutely no way that, like, I would be talking to, like, the COO of this company about how I invented these roles. Like, what are the freaking odds?
Yeah.
Two, I was like, no, like, I'm not going to fall for this because I thought he was joking.
Oh.
And I fall for everything. And then I get made fun of for, like, years. So I sat there for a while. And then he's talking about the company and, like, all this stuff. And then all of a sudden it hit me, like, he's telling the truth. So I, like, buried my face in my hands. And I was like, I'm so embarrassed. And he was like, no, I thought you knew. Like, that's why I came up and was like, oh, who got these roles? Like, I was just trying to make a joke. And
oh
I was like,
oh, my God. Wait, you went to a wedding where the Hawaiian
It was his
there?
Uncle.
Oh, my
so,
God.
So, like, everyone just assumed
Wait,
that
was
I knew.
Was it, like, a rich wedding?
No.
Was it a rich wedding? Are you kidding?
No.
I know Hawaiian roll guy is rolling.
It's
like,
not
there's
his
no way.
Wedding. It
but,
was
like, family.
No, it was just a beautiful Texas wedding.
Oh, wow.
But, like,
that's
why?
That's a good friend to have. Did you befriend him?
No, Ashley, you're focused on the wrong part.
I'm just excited to have like Hawaiian rolls for life.
We should reach out and be like, hey, you want to sponsor?
Hey, remember us? We were just talking about at him in our stories. Yeah.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome back to Unsolicited Advice. I am Ashley.
And I'm Taryn.
And you guys are not ready for next week's episode.
Oh my gosh.
We are beginning our October series. You guys have heard us talk about this, promote this for a very long time. And we're starting next week with a brand new Halloween segment. For all of October, we're going to be doing scary stories. So these are stories that have happened to you. These are stories that have happened to your friends, your aunts or uncles, maybe family stories, maybe hometown stories, anything that you have, please send them in to us. Email us, you know the email, and maybe even DM us if that's an option for you. But I really want to just like throw it out there. The more details, the better. You know, like I don't, short and concise is fun for like little snippets, but I want like details. Like I want to know why it's scary. I want to be scared with you. Does that make sense?
Okay. We said we were going to like really promote this October thing. And then Ashley was just like, never mind, Kirk, I'm going to tell you all about it. So yeah, what she said. Halloween.
Woo. So much good content for you guys. That's all we got. That's what we're good at.
We are very good at it.
How have you been, Taryn?
I'm good. I'm so sorry, everyone, for my like raspiness. Unless you think it's sexy, then you're welcome.
Hey,
I just did finger guns
up
to the mic.
Socials in below.
Hit me up.
I was going to say description box, but I was like, what am I doing right now?
Trying to sell me?
Completely confused. Taryn's like on the verge of getting a cold. She's like balancing.
Yeah,
she's like on the fence right now. She's like, do I lean this way? Do I lean this way?
Yeah.
She doesn't know what to do. And she, for the life of me.
For the life of you?
Will not take a vitamin. Okay. Or emergency.
You know, okay.
Or a little like turmeric shot. She won't do a thing.
First
and
of
if
all,
you guys
barf.
Don't remember, let me inform you. We now live together. We're roommates.
Yeah.
And I'm leaving to Tokyo soon. If I get sick and my Tokyo trip gets ruined, I'm going to come for you.
Oh, so that's the bottom line.
I'm going to come for you.
The bottom line is not that she worries about my health. She just doesn't want me to get
teacher and you're around children all the time. If you bring a little bug from those kids into my house and I get sick, I'm going to be pissed. This gonna whole situation
Ashley,
is going to come down.
This is not reflecting
I'm going
well
to lock
you
in your room.
I don't even know what to say. Yes, I get yelled at frequently from this one over here.
Still hasn't taken anything, but it's fine.
I'm like one of those people who I'm like, I just want to tough it out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I will get mad at, like, if I had like strep throat or something, I'd go in. So eventually, like, I'll probably give in. But right now, I'm like, I can hang.
I hate cold medicine too, but vitamin C is all natural. That's all good things coming your way. Turmeric? That can do nothing but help.
I'm going to help us move on.
Okay.
Ashley, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm very excited because I have a tearing it up for you guys.
Oh, yay.
And it's really short and sweet and to the point, which is perfect. Love that. So I'm going to just read it really quick because this is one of my favorite parts of our episodes. If you guys haven't heard, we have a segment called Tearing It Up. This is when you guys send in short stories of you guys doing something awkward and embarrassing. Kind of similar to something like Taryn would do. That's why it's called Tearing It Up. So here it goes. Hello, Ashley and Taryn and Mark made the cut. I'm not going to lie. That's kind of half the reason I chose this was I was like, Mark has to have
his name. Oh my
gosh.
Like, I have a little Mark thing to say too. I'll say it after
your story. You definitely should. Oh gosh, yeah. I got so excited when I saw that and I was just like, well, done. Reading it. She says, hello. I freaking love you guys. And if you read this, please know I will be in tears.
Oh my gosh.
By the way, if there are any typos, I am so sorry. I'm from Switzerland. And that's all she said. That's like her reasoning for it. There were
Ashley's
no typos.
From here. And
I can't spell for the life of me.
Yeah.
So
no judgment here.
No, absolutely no judgment. Here is my story. Enjoy. I was sitting in a train, and first of all, you have to know that trains in Switzerland are tiny, and I was sitting next to my best friend. Mind you, it was late. I'm ready to get off the train because my stop was coming up. I go in for a hug, and my headphones get ripped out along with my phone and fall on the floor. It slid in between an old man's legs. He had no interest in picking it up, so
what?
I went to grab it and knocked my head in his lap, ..
No.
My best friend was laughing hysterically, and I was so embarrassed.
Oh,
thank God it was my station. I got out as fast as I could. Love you guys, Annika.
I think
that is hilarious. I don't know what I would do. I think I would run, too. Like, once it happened, I'd just be like, forget the phone. Like, I'll buy a new one and just run as fast as I could. Because that's the most awkward. And old man, too.
Well, I mean, he kind of set her up for that by, like, not being willing to pick it up himself.
Yeah, he was a bit of a jerk for not offering to.
He probably wanted exactly what happened to happen.
Ew, probably.
I mean, think about it.
Oh, no.
I'm trying to channel my inner, like, old man perv, and I feel like that's a great move. I'd be like, yes, bullseye.
Old man perv. Wow. Well,
we all have different sides.
Thank you, Annika, for sending that in. That was hilarious.
That's
so
good.
I'm so sorry that happened to you.
You sound Canadian right now. You kind of sound, it said sorry.
I'm so sorry.
Sorry.
I'm so sorry that happened to you. But, you know, if I was there with you, I would do exactly what your best friend did. Just laugh.
Yeah, of course.
What do you do? It's just too awkward. It'd
Be, it'd be even more awkward, though, if you did. Like, when someone laughs at you when you do something stupid, you feel better.
Mm-hmm.
When you, like, trip alone, you're, like, so embarrassed. But if you trip and someone sees it and laughs, then you're like, haha. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 Okay, read so yours. My Mark thing, it's short. But she just said, when you mention Mark, I think of Andy from The Ellen Show. LOL.
Oh, oh my God. I love Andy from The Ellen Show.
Andy is my favorite.
Mark, you're our Andy.
You're our Andy.
That just warms my heart.
We heart you, Mark.
I consider it an honor.
Aw, he said it's an honor. We have to like repeat him just in case you
just
guys can't hear.
We're
still working on, we would love Mark to have his own microphone, you know?
Can we petition for that?
Yeah.
You guys petition for that.
Yeah.
We'll just say the demand is too harsh and we have to step up and do it. Also, I was just putting on my Burt's Bees and it reminded me how me and Taryn both just now, like right before we started recording, put on our chapstick, almost synchronized, you guys. Like I was just like putting it on and then I look and Taryn's doing the exact same thing. This is not sponsored by Burt's Bees, but
no.
Ayo, it could be. I'm a big fan.
Yeah. Ain't nobody want no crack lips.
Mm-mm.
It's not cute.
Not over here.
All right. Oh, I have an update. Oh,
update us.
So last episode was our he's just not that into you, which, by the way, like that was such a fun topic for me.
It was so much fun.
Like, especially having, I think we should do that more often. Side note, guys, be involved in this conversation, but I'm just talking to Ashley right now. I think we should do that more often where we like pull from opinions from like people we know in our lives too.
Mm-hmm.
Or
yeah.
Maybe even like go to like a public place and like legit go and like poll, like, you know what I mean, like ask
polling
people.
Would be so much fun.
I know,
but I agree. I have like, there's a friend of mine who I've been bugging for a long time. He has a hilarious dating story, and I have mentioned multiple times, I've just been like, hey Sam, like,
yeah,
can you please write this up for me, because I have to have it on my podcast. And he's always been like, yeah, sure, like, I'll get it for you. And he just keeps putting it off, but I have a feeling it's gonna come soon. And I can't wait to share it with you guys just because it's such a funny story.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's just great. I don't know. It's fun to, like, get people's opinions. But also, when I listen back, sometimes I'm like, I hope that people understand our humor. Because sometimes we sound so dumb. Like, I was like, oh, all of my DM relationships. And then I was saying stuff about, like, I don't even know. Sometimes I talk straight out of my butt. So
whatever. My wheeze laugh in the last
was
episode.
The best part.
Oh, my. I posted it because it was hilarious. And so many people DM'd me. All my friends were just like, oh, my God.
Dude, I was crying when I heard that back.
They said they, like, listened to the episode specifically just to hear that laugh.
Yeah.
And then like they were like, okay, cool, and that was it.
And I'm out.
Like, okay, well.
Oh, well, that's rude.
Could have kept listening, but it's fine. I just won't take that personally.
Yeah, well, I took it very personally.
Mm-hmm.
So I mentioned at the end of the episode that I had DM'd a couple guys that I was like,
yeah.
Like, when I say interested, it's like you have like an Instagram crush, Insta crush.
Yeah.
Let's make it a thing.
Inst crush.
So I actually got a response.
Ooh.
Yeah. Basically, if you don't know what I'm talking about, well, you should go listen to last week's episode because it was a really good conversation. But basically, I DM'd this guy who I was like very intrigued by.
Uh-huh.
I'm just going to physically describe him first.
Please do.
Super tall.
Mm-hmm.
Which, hi.
Hello.
Very tatted.
Uh-huh.
Which, hi.
Hello.
Has, like, kind of that, like, I don't know how to describe. Like, you know when people have, like, that face where they just look mysterious, but then also, like, an amazing smile, and you're just like,
mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
You can see all the emotions in there.
Oh, fully, yeah.
He wears glasses sometimes. But also, like, so that's, like, you know, number one. You always, like, the physical, it attracts you. Then he has a passion for Africa, which, hi.
Yeah.
Me.
Been on, what, seven mission trips there now?
Seriously. He travels the world, like, always is in another country traveling, which, hello.
Hello.
me, hello. My dream. So anyways, as you can see, I could go on and on. Mm-hmm. But he's just this like very, he seems very intelligent, very like deep. I don't know. Who knows? I can meet him and like totally hate
him. He's a dream. Continue.
He's a dream. Leave me alone. I'm trying to set up the stage. So anyways, we DM back and forth like for a little while, but then I started getting like feeling like it wasn't going anywhere. He wasn't interested. So for the episode, I DM'd him. It was basically like, hey, I can tell you're not interested, which is totally fine. But like, I'm doing this episode. Do you want to give any insight on like when a girl should like know, you know, that like someone's not interested? And it was funny because he didn't really give me like a specific for it.
Yeah.
But he basically gave like this really long, like super nice thought out response and was like, well, like I basically saying like he could tell I was interested. So he was like careful about like he didn't want to pursue anything because he wasn't sure if he was interested because he doesn't know me.
Right.
Which is like you mentioned that in last episode where it's like, oh yeah, like we don't know each other. Like why do we get our feelings hurt for these people that like
yeah.
We don't know. So then he just kept saying like, I honestly don't know if I'm interested or not because like I don't know you. And he's like, and I'm at a place. He's like, I don't want a relationship. So I didn't want to like start something because I could tell like you were interested.
Right. Yeah.
And of course, like I read it and I was like, oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, I was like, oh, like, whoop, there it is.
All right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I was like, why can't all people just like have like a blunt, just honest, like this is where I'm at. Boom. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think the thing is there's always someone that's more interested than the other person, especially in the beginning.
Yeah.
So that's how feelings get hurt. Someone's feelings don't get hurt and someone's feelings do.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like if we were that intentional with how we spoke to each other and if we were that transparent in the first few dates, like a lot of hearts wouldn't be broken. Would just say,
like, hey, like I'm just not interested, or like I'm whatever.
Hey, I'm not feeling this. It literally has nothing to do with you as a person. It's just like, hey, I don't think this is a good
thing. And instantly I was just like,
transaction,
oh, it's cool.
Kind of.
It totally is.
It's weird. It's all a game. It's all a game.
It is a game.
Yeah.
Okay. She's getting a little deep. But yeah, it was cool because I was just like, well, like it instantly, I was like, there's nothing that I can do. It's not like against me. And at the end of the day, like whoever I end up with, like I want it to be someone who's like intrigued by me and like wanting to get to know me. So I'm not going to like continue pursuing someone who's like not feeling that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's just like, you know, and he doesn't want a relationship. So if we met, then I would ruin all his plans because he'd for sure fall in love with me. So.
Oh, 100%. Sold.
1,000%.
Head over heels in love.
JK. But anyways, it was really cool. And it made me think of all our conversations we've had with these guys that just disappear. And you're like, why can't more people do that? I'm going to do that. I'm going to be so honest. It was a very, what do you call it? Insightful experience.
Well, I kind of had something not similar at all, but like also because of that conversation of the podcast, I had talked to this guy for a while on this dating app. And then we did that whole episode where we were at the very end, we were talking about guys like that. And I'm not kidding. We walked out of the studio and I immediately messaged him back and was like, hey, like, sorry I disappeared.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I'm sorry about that. I was like, but like, I'm still down to get together or something if you want to. The date ended up going great and we had so much fun. And then I never heard from him.
Ugh.
And I was just like, at first, like, I was like, well, you know, maybe he's doing the 3-day thing. And then three days went by. And I was like, oh, okay, that's fine. And then I thought about it. And then one of my friends was like, oh, well, if you had fun, like, you should text him.
Yeah.
And then I was like, no. If the guy likes me, I'll know. Like, he'll let me know. So I was just like, well, maybe that is his blunt way of saying, not interested. So I was just like,
but
you know what?
But what's interesting?
It's fine. Like, he's not interested. If that's the case, that's fine. If he was, he would have hit me up at some point by now. So.
And, you know, stop me if you don't want me to, you know, tell your own story. But obviously, I know about it because we tell each other everything.
Yeah. She was there, but she basically could have been.
I stayed home. And like was building Legos because
she was
hashtag addicted.
Wild Friday night.
And just watching.
Mark is dying.
Oh my God, Mark. I have a new model I built. It's a BB-8. It's amazing. I'll show you a video later. I also joined the Lego VIP membership. Anyways, we're going to move on.
Lego, sponsor us.
Sponsor. please. Anyways, jeez. So what was interesting about your situation, though, is that the guy was the one at the end being like, next time come in my area. Like, we should totally hang out. And that's what I don't understand is like, I get the whole, like, I made it up in my mind that this was more than it was. So it's kind of my own fault when nothing happens.
Yeah.
But when guys are so upfront about, that's happened to me before on a date, like, you're such a cool person. I can't wait to get to know you more.
Like, we went and got ice cream afterwards because he wanted to keep hanging out.
So where is, where are you at?
I don't know.
Where this fool at?
I don't know. That's the whole thing. So, yeah, I mean, this is just, you know. This is just my life exposed. But yes, that me and Taryn had this whole conversation where we were just like, oh, well, you'll know if he likes you, he'll let you know. But then when they want to continue hanging out and they say they're having a great time and then they say, hey, like maybe next time you can come down to me and we can like hang out over, you know, where I live. And I'm like, yeah, sure. Just let me know. Where are you at?
Dot, dot, dot. Let me know.
It doesn't happen.
Dot, dot,
anyways,
dot.
I took it as a sign.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's just proof at the healthy place that I'm in. Because I was just like, oh, nothing personal. He's clearly not interested. Moving on to eventually the next guy.
She's nowhere got like five guys right in now, her but
that's
back
fine.
Pocket.
That's fine.
Also, Ashley looked so hot.
I did.
Like so
I just,
hot.
I just want to throw that out there. I looked great.
She looked great. We all were involved in picking the outfit.
I got very ready. Like I feel like I'm at a place in life where it's like either my hair's done and I have no makeup on, or I have makeup on and my hair is not done.
Never both.
She did both. it was nice for a change.
He doesn't deserve you.
He doesn't.
He doesn't deserve you.
He really doesn't.
Anyways, we've given so much time on our podcast to this topic. So maybe we will do another episode kind of like this because it was really fun to just, and I feel like this is like a common thing people we know are like going through.
Oh,
especially
I know
with
so many single ladies.
Media.
Yeah. I've got so many stories. Actually, we should do. Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah, we should do more like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we'll take a break. Mm-hmm. Would you like me to go first today?
Did we discuss who was going first?
We didn't, but I want to go second next one. We're doing a twofer again today, so I'll go first.
Okay.
This one. Yeah. Okay. So my title for my email is called Married and I'm Still the Third Wheel.
Oh.
It's a great one. It caught me. It caught me. So we will be right back to continue.
Can't wait.
Whoa, my voice is...
There it goes.
Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us, the one-stop shop for conversations both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, y'all. We just had a fun conversation. Mark was like, I love how this show is just helping you guys in your dating lives. And we're like, yeah. But like, also, it's because we want to be transparent. You know, we're asking you guys. Wow, my voice is like,
it's playing on with the fritz. It's not okay.
We're asking you guys to be all personal. And some of you are soups personal. So we're going to be personal, too. Ashley's taking a selfie, so I'm going to continue talking. And also, Mark said that he's taken some pointers what we've said.
He is. And that makes us happy.
Honestly, we're two very amazing, hot, single girls.
Uh-huh.
You should give this...
the way you said that, and then me just like...
Uh-huh.
Oh, that got
me. Don't need anyone to gas us up.
We don't need a man.
We gas ourselves up.
Actually, maybe the end, the ultimate like ending for this is like...
A freaking live wedding? Mark officiates.
Oh, shoot. That'd be so good.
But anyways, I forget what I was going to say. I had someone tell us too that like, he was like, yeah, I told my son, you should listen to this podcast because it's insightful to hear like what girls are thinking, yeah, whatever.
Gentlemen.
So tell guys to listen to
us. We need to raise our demographics gender-wise.
We do have guys that
We do.
Yeah.
We do. They're there. And I appreciate you guys. Yeah. But I'm not. We're at least 85% women.
Do we know that, Mark? I don't even know if you can tell that. Anyways, I'm going to keep going because you'll probably... No, we don't know that.
It's not totally reliable.
I'm fully judging off of the emails.
Well, I think,
that we
too,
get sent.
But that's like... I feel like... what I know from like my brothers, like they're not really like the ones that are going to come and be like,
that's true.
Oh my gosh, let me tell you the story. Whereas
I've had guys reach out and say that they listened and like really liked it. I'm like, oh, cool. Thanks. And I've definitely saw some DMs.
Yeah.
But hardly. I mean, maybe 5 to 10
emails
from men.
So let's raise our boy.
Let's change it up.
Yeah. Cause I feel like I speak boy very well. So like, I'd love to like be in that element. I do. Well, actually, you're probably not good enough. Anyways, okay. So this one is called Married and I'm Still the Third Wheel. Mm. Hi, ladies. My name is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Oh, I got nervous, but she says, yes, you can use my name. I first wanted to say how much I love your podcast. I listen to it every Monday on my way to work. Before I ask for advice, I want to give a little backstory.
Please
do. We love the backstory. It all started when I was in college. I joined a club on campus where I met people who would later become my closest friends. These two friends, let's call them Gary and Ross, impacted my life because one of them became my husband. Gary, Ross, and I did everything together, and we were literally the dynamic trio. What I didn't know at the time was that Gary had feelings for me. However, I was attracted to Ross and only saw Gary as a friend. Insert cliche love triangle. One thing led to another, and Ross and I started dating. Once we started dating, I noticed that Gary started to detach himself from us. He would hang out with other people and avoid me like the plague. Yes, me. You see, the relationship between Gary and Ross went untouched, while the relationship between Gary and I was slowly falling apart. I later confronted Gary about this because he was my best friend. I wanted him in my life, and seeing our relationship crumble hurt me. Our confrontation led to Gary confessing his feelings for me while saying our friendship would never be the same. After this encounter, our relationship became awkward and we started to drift apart. Time jump. Fast forward a couple years later, Ross and I are married in September 2018, and I couldn't be happier.
Aw.
We love love. Here's my issue. Ross and Gary are still friends. Gary has made it very clear to Ross that he will not come over to the house if I am there. I have no problem with Ross and Gary hanging out. However, I feel like a third wheel sometimes. It has been years since the confrontation, and you would think time heals everything, right? Wrong. What do I do in this situation? Because if Gary wants to come over, am I supposed to leave? Should I try talking to him, or would that be awkward? Your advice would be much appreciated. Thanks for reading, and I look forward to hearing your future podcasts and Taryn's dad jokes. Ugh. Love, Michelle.
Poor Michelle.
Dude,
I know. That is rough.
I really liked this one because I feel like we haven't done anything near like this topic before. Where it's been like that marriage. Kind of like awkward triangle. And then you add marriage into it and it becomes like.
Triangles suck as it is. But then like when there is a, like the when two of them are married, there's this unbreakable thing that there's almost like no way to get around the awkwardness. And then I feel like, unfortunately, I feel like instances like this, like the friendship doesn't last because the marriage is prioritized.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're going to recommend, but I feel like if the friendship is already lost between Michelle and, was it Gary?
Mm-hmm.
If the friendship's already lost, I feel like there's no harm in talking to him.
Yeah.
Like there's no point like in
there's
not
nothing to lose.
To yeah. If Ross and Gary have maintained their friendship, I feel like they will maintain no matter what happens between Michelle and Gary, like as in like whether or not they talk. So I feel as though the two of them sitting down, maybe even with Ross there to like make things a little more comfortable, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like her sitting down and just being like, hey, listen, obviously me and Ross are going to stay together. Like this is not, this is a non-negotiable. Are you willing to put that aside so that we could at least be cordial when you come over and I don't have to like go run and hide in my bedroom?
Yeah.
Because if that's what you're asking me to do, I won't. Because I think, and maybe people might disagree with me on this, but it's your house.
Oh, yeah.
So if you want to be there while they're there and he's not okay with that, then they should get together like somewhere else.
Oh, no, I fully agree.
So I would highly recommend you not get chased out of your house. Because it's still your house. I'm sure Ross would agree. I'm sure Gary would even agree. Like, that just sucks. That's a terrible situation to be in. I'm assuming you guys are older, like mid-20s-ish, somewhere like that. Like, 20s.
I know. I don't know where. Say. Yeah.
So he's a grown-ass man. If you sit down and explain that you're willing to put aside feelings and allow him to come into your home and be cordial and polite and... I don't know, be in the living room while they're watching a game or something like that, then like I feel like he can rise up to that. If he can't, then I would just very politely recommend that they go hang out elsewhere because you don't want to have to deal with that.
Oh, totally.
That's what I would do.
Yeah, no, I fully agree. Like, it's your house. It's your relationship. So I would love to. That's a hard part about this. Like, I would love to know what Gary has to say.
Yeah.
Because part of me feels like if I was in that situation, like if I was married to someone and you were like that, where you like wouldn't come around, like part of me feels like that would affect like even our friendship a little bit. Because I'd be like, okay, well, this person's
I'm
me.
Slightly surprised Ross and Gary are that okay.
Yeah. No, it is very
I'm like,
surprising.
Are you kidding me, bro?
Yeah.
Your best friend has feelings for your wife.
Well, okay,
that's
so,
weird, right?
So this is my other thing, because for me, I always try to understand, like, you know me, I always go back to like psychologically, like, where is this person coming from? So I have like two views that I think of where Gary could be coming from. One is he is like that instance where you chose Ross over him, he felt like dissed and he's just being super immature, like, oh, you chose him over me, like, I'm done with you, whatever. Mm-hmm. And he's just being immature, and this is his way of, like, punishing you almost.
Yeah, it was extremely personal for him.
Yeah. If that's the case, homeboy needs, like, you got to talk to him. You got
to
be like,
he
bro.
He needs to grow up a little bit.
Yeah, like, if
it's
you're...
It's like what we were talking about with dating. Like, it has nothing to do with you as a person.
No.
But she didn't have a connection with you. She had a connection with Ross.
Yeah, no, it's ridiculous. Like, he needs to get over it. But the other side that I saw that has my approach to it slightly different is that Gary still has lingering feelings.
Yeah.
So if that's the case, then him not wanting to be around you could possibly be for like him because it's too hard for him, or it could be something where it's like he's trying to be respectful to his friend and not be around you because he doesn't ever want like a line to be crossed. which if that's what he's doing, then that's a little bit more where I can like kind of get on board with that. Because I mean, you ask like five people in your life and at least someone's been cheated on or had like an affair or whatever. Like it's very prevalent today. So like if that's what he's doing is like creating his own boundary because either he doesn't trust himself or it's too painful, then that's something where like me as a person, I'd be a little bit more willing to be like, okay, like I get that. Like,
yeah,
let's keep our distance. Like, I wish you the best. Hopefully you wish me the best and like whatever.
Yeah.
So I think talking to him would be good to just kind of get like a baseline of like where he's coming from.
Yeah.
Because if he's just being like stupid about it, then it's like, okay, then the approach needs to be different. But I do think the boundary of like, this is my house. And if we're going to an event together and you decide to come, like you're coming into our home, like our family, like you have to be cordial to me.
Yeah. Maybe you're right. So maybe something she could do is have Ross talk to Gary and ask him, are you staying away because you still have feelings and you're trying to like be respectful, or are you staying away because of hurt feelings?
Yeah.
You know, or she could ask them, him, she could ask Gary with Ross there. But yeah, maybe they could gauge that out first and then offer something as like,
yeah, totally,
a little peacemaking situation.
It's interesting. I mean, I've been in a situation where I was like super into a guy and then a friend started dating him and it was like super hard at first.
Yeah.
But then after a while, like you kind of just,
you eventually get used to it.
Get over it.
And I'm assuming if he doesn't want to see her, I'm assuming he still has feelings.
That's what I'm thinking.
Because if him and Ross are that tight, which it sounds like they're really good friends, then I feel like he should have gotten past it by now.
I do agree.
I mean, it sounds like years have gone by.
Well, there's no reason. Like, I had a friend who we both had, like, a massive crush on this guy in college. And they ended up, like, dating and got married. And the second they started dating, she, like, cut me out. And, like, I wasn't invited to the wedding. Like, we weren't friends anymore. And I was so hurt by it. But then I was like, well, she obviously felt, like, threatened by me and like me being around him. She was probably thinking of all the times we were like, oh my god, he's so hot, like he's so that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's the thing, like if he's still this triggered by it, like it doesn't even make sense that he's continuing his friend, you know what I mean? Like it just is weird. Like if he's sticking around and he cares about this guy enough, then like he needs to make a step to get over it, because when you're married to someone, they're an extension of you. At least that's what I believe. So I definitely think that, you know, maybe you should sit with your husband and be like, hey, this is your friend. So, like, let's together come up with an idea. Like, would you like to talk to him? Like, should we both or just me? But be like, this is, it's making me uncomfortable. And I don't want there to be this tension because he's one of your really good friends.
And
you know,
eventually, I mean, that tension could rub off on you and your husband, too.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That could get in the way of the marriage if, like, he continues to go hang out with Gary over you. Like, I feel like at some point, that could be taken personally.
Yeah.
So that could result in problems within your marriage as well. So it's just, I feel like you really need to talk to Ross, explain how you're feeling, that this is weird, that this is uncomfortable. And I feel like she mentioned him coming over. So it must have happened at some point. Yeah. So that must have made her really uncomfortable. So if she just explain that.
Imagine like me telling like, or like my husband being like, if Ashley's going to come over, like, or if Ashley's at the house, I'm not going to be there. It would be opposite, you saying that. Like,
yeah. If your husband, I wouldn't come hang out with you if freaking.
Like, I would be like, that's weird. Like,
yeah.
That's weird.
I'm like, no.
It's my house. No. It's my husband. Like, I want you to be comfortable. But, so like, it's just a weird dynamic.
Ross must know about all these feelings that Gary has.
She said that he straight up told Gary, if she's there, I'm not coming over. See, like that's so that's weird.
I feel like I'm just going off of the only marriage that I like know of well, which is my parents. If that happened to my parents, it'd be like, I'm sorry, why?
Yeah, it's weird.
She's my wife. She's of course she's gonna be home.
It's weird.
You know?
I think you need to address it.
I think so too. We fully support you in this as
well. If Gear Bear's just still super hung up on you, then like you can, I mean, I'm the type of person I have like an abnormal amount of empathy. So like I give more people grace than they probably deserve. But like I probably would be like, oh, that sucks. Because I've been in love with someone that's not in love with me. So like then I would be a little bit more willing to like work but with
all,
those boundaries.
All Gary has to say is, I have feelings for her still, yeah. and I'm trying to not go
to
near
deal
her.
With it. Yeah.
Then it's like, fine.
Yeah.
Ross can go visit and hang out with Gary at Gary's place. Yeah. And
I wonder if he went to the wedding.
Oh, interesting.
Interesting.
Update us.
Yeah,
Michelle.
Update us, Michelle.
We want to know.
But yeah, hopefully that helped. I know we were all over the place, but
I know. I feel like we were ping ponging like that for a while. But
I think all the things we said were like good things to think about.
Oh, yeah. Spot on.
Yeah. And especially if she hasn't talked about this with her husband too much, it's probably nice to just hear someone talk about it from an outside perspective.
Yeah,
so
fully.
Which is what we're here for.
I hope that helped, Michelle. I hope we figure it out. I'm so curious now. Like, oh, geez.
Yeah, it's so
I think he has feelings for you.
That's what I think.
Yeah,
or
I
he's
think
just...
So.
Oh, sorry. I am like a mess. I keep kicking the table.
It's, you know, she had pre-workout this morning and a coffee. So that's what's happening there.
True story. Okay, so I'm done with mine. Do you want to give us a teaser on yours?
Yes. I just want to say... that I'm very proud of myself.
Why?
You'll see.
Cool.
Here is the title, The Worst Date I Never Went On. That's
someone
my little
had
teaser.
To have freaking pooped their pants or something.
I don't know. I guess we'll see.
If I'm supposed to be proud of you.
Into the break. Here we go.
Bye.
Sure you don't want a cough drop, Taryn?
Yes.
You cough during my story read.
I'm going to cough
in
the mic.
The worst date I never went on. Hello, ladies.
Hi.
My name is Mariah, and yes, you can say my name.
Hi, Mariah.
I listen to your podcast every week on my way to work, and it really makes my commute much more enjoyable. I live in Toronto, so the traffic is brutal. You live in LA, so I know you get it. So this story never actually happened to me personally, but I wanted to share it as I think it is a story that people need to know. Dating can be scary, all caps, she puts scary, because sometimes a stranger can turn out to be your Prince Charming, and other times, well, you'll find out. I don't want to spoil the ending.
I'm so, like, interested right now.
I know. Okay.
Oh, God.
We continue. So my friends and I were hanging out the other night talking about what it's like when we're single and sharing some of our worst first date stories. One of my friends spoke up about a bad date story that her friend had told her. So essentially, this happened to my friend's friend, but let's just call her Lucy. So Lucy matched with a guy on Tinder. They had hit things off and decided to meet up. Let's call him Jim. After a few dates, Lucy realized that she was really starting to like Jim. So when he invited her over for dinner, she was excited. What guy on Tinder ever offers to make you dinner? Big question mark. That's a good
point. Is that like guys on Tinder suck? Or?
I think so. That's what it's saying. She must have found a unicorn is what she was saying. Because what guy on Tinder ever asks to make you dinner? So she agrees. She goes over to his place, sits down for a lovely meal, enjoys really good conversation, and suddenly,
oh God,
really, all caps, has to go to the bathroom. All caps again, like badly. She excuses herself from the table. Page turn. And politely asks where the bathroom is. Jim tells her the bathroom is currently a mess and that he needs to pick things up really quick.
What? Jim, he should have done that before. Is he joking?
I don't know. So he runs to the bathroom. An unusual amount of time later, he returns and she had gone to the bathroom all over his floor. And
what?
I'm talking number two, not number one. And I appreciated her using numbers. That really helped a lot.
No.
Yes. All over the floor. She goes number two. Completely embarrassed, mortified, Lucy explains how sorry she is and that she really couldn't have held it and that she must not be feeling well. She walks toward the door when Jim stops her and says he totally understands that shit just happens sometimes. Literally.
Okay, well, that's funny.
He offers his shower and a change of clothes so that she doesn't have to drive home completely disgusting.
Uh-oh.
I'm just going to warn, it gets gross. Disclaimer, people. When Lucy returns from the shower, all cleaned up, she realizes that Jim is not clean. He's far from clean. He has taken her number two and rubbed it all over
himself. This is not real.
She says, sorry, Ashley, I know this is not your favorite subject. She runs out of the door and heads straight to the police station to report it. When telling them her story, they immediately know who she's talking about and says that this is not the first report that they've had of him for the exact same reason. What? According to the police, he invites girls over to his apartment to cook for them, puts laxatives in their food, spends way too long cleaning the bathroom, which forces them to go on the floor. And then when they're showering, he does his creepy thing. It's really creepy. And rubs it all over himself.
Oh my God.
I would also like to note that when telling the story, there was someone else who had heard a similar story. Her story was not exactly the same as Lucy's, but too comparable to be a different story. So if you are in the greater Toronto area, please, please, please take precautions. And she ends it with saying, "The story has given me nightmares and just wanted to share so it doesn't happen to someone else. Love you guys, Mariah."
Nope, I'm staying single for the entire remainder of my life. Absolutely not. No. Nope.
I literally read this and I don't even
absolutely
know.
Not.
I don't think anyone, we were all in our office like doing work on our computers and in under my breath because I didn't want Taryn to know, I was like, it was so disgusting. But
I can't even talk. I can't speak.
I haven't heard from like people about stuff like this, but I've listened to podcasts where just like dating apps, you just have to be a little more cautious. Maybe a lot more cautious with the guys that you're talking to or / girls that you're talking to. People are
but
weird.
But what can protect you from this fool? He went on multiple dates with her. He obviously was charming enough to make her feel comfortable going to his house and taking a shower in his house. There's no way in hell I would take a shower in someone's house unless I was so comfortable. That's like the most vulnerable you can be.
The only thing is she was literally covered. Like she...
But even that, like, I'm so paranoid about someone trying to kill me.
I agree.
That I would be like, no, just give me a trash bag and I'll just, like, put it over me, you know?
I fully agree. But for the poor, for this poor girl's, like, to take her side, if I was completely covered and I had to drive home.
No, I'm taking her side. I'm saying, like, he did such a good job of making her feel safe.
He did a great job, yeah. And obviously it's happened to, like, multiple girls.
This fool's killed people.
I think so, too.
There's no way. There's no way you're that demented and you haven't at least killed someone.
And obviously, psychologically, something's wrong. Like, something's off.
No, like, some horrible stuff happened to him as a child.
Yeah, so what I wish she went into, which I understand because this didn't actually happen to her, is, like, how many dates is they went out on a few dates? Like, how many dates is that?
I feel like a few is a general, at least three.
At least three. Because I feel like we could lay, I feel like this is like some understood stuff, but we could just talk about it anyways. When meeting up with a stranger, even someone that's like a friend of a friend, that's still a stranger for dating. I have a couple of rules. I always meet somewhere or I drive myself. So I have my car. I always tell a friend, for example, like the last date I went on, Taryn was at home. Like she knew where I was going. So like I made, she has like my tracking number. This is just, obviously this probably sounds excessive, but I don't think it is because
not at all.
This is just like basic things to protect you from something like that
when
happening.
Freaking stuff like this is going on in the world.
It happens. So it's definitely out. Never put yourself in a situation where the guy is driving you or going to his house. That's really hard.
Three dates.
Three, because for me, I feel like three dates is enough to really. For me to be like, okay, like I'll come hang out with you and your roommates.
Yeah,
or like,
I probably would
I've
have.
Definitely done it.
You've done that with two people.
Yeah.
In like the near-ish future.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Like definitely. Like you go out a few times, you meet in the middle somewhere for dinner. And then after that, it's like, okay, want to go to the movies or come over and like, I don't know, watch Netflix and chill or something like that. Like that's such a normal amount of time. So like according to this person, like she did everything right. He was just that weird. He fooled her that well.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that crazy?
And he obviously didn't care that she was going to see him.
No.
Because he could have just scooped
like it was like a fetish thing. Yeah.
He could have just scooped a hella. I can't talk about it. He could have just scooped it up and like saved it for his like, for his me time.
No, I think it was literally, he's just that.
I have a hair in my throat. I don't feel good.
Yeah, it was pretty terrible.
I was not prepared for that.
I know you weren't. I didn't want to give it away.
I'm having a really hard time.
I was having a really hard time.
Honestly, I don't think I'm going to date anymore. I'm over it.
I'm going to choose a life of celibacy. Absolutely me and my not. Cat. And just like
absolutely not. Me and
I don't
Charles.
Know why I said cat. I don't have a cat. It nope. just felt right. Like an older, you know, lady single with a cat. Like,
let's just live together and we'll take turns having babies. I can't. I literally can't.
I'm deleting. All else fails, Mark.
I'm deleting every app. I'm only on like two, but I'm deleting them. There's no nope, absolutely
yeah,
not.
Yeah, that's just, it's just,
I'm not okay.
There's creeps out there. And this goes for guys too. Like there's weird girls out there. So we need to, I don't know, man. Like how do you like protect yourself from something like that?
Oh my God, I need counseling after this story. That poor girl. Every time I'd have to take a dump, I'd be like,
but what's
crying.
Crazy and what I haven't done, but I literally just thought of, is we should Google it.
If that's a thing?
No, if there's like,
so like
news
what would
about
the...
this guy, because apparently, if this is correct, and I'm assuming it is, then it's happened to multiple girls before.
What would the repercussions, I mean, he would have to get... something for sneak, like if you're sneaking a substance into someone's food without their permission, like a laxative.
Yeah.
I can see like a charge maybe
that's
coming
for sure
for that.
Something. And then like indecency is something.
It would have to be.
It's not public indecency, but it's definitely like, well, maybe it's not because it was in his house. I don't know how that works, but he obviously.
My gosh.
But then maybe because he got. It's happened to multiple girls multiple times for that guy specifically, and he wasn't in jail or anything.
You know what? I'm not. Mm-mm. He needs help. He needs a lot of help.
He needs doctors.
He should be locked up somewhere. They need to help him. This poor guy. He's got some stuff.
Ooh.
I'm not okay.
That
I'm
was
not
a
okay.
Fun, happy note. Do you have any dad jokes for us? To like-
I do, but I don't even. I'm like not okay. I'm really not.
I know.
Ugh, God, I'm sweating.
No.
Okay.
We need to like brighten the mood. It got real dark in here really fast.
Mark, how are you doing? Are you okay?
I'm Googling Toronto poop.
Toronto poop dater. That's perfect.
Poop what?
Dater.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dater.
Oh my gosh. But you would think. You would think
put
if it's happened multiple times.
Diarrhea from another person on.
We had to use that word.
Diarrhea.
Diarrhea. Tyrion.
When you're, what's that song? When you're,
no, I'm hot.
And you're feeling kind of funny, diarrhea. You didn't sing that song as a kid, you probably did.
Of course not. I feel like you should know
okay,
that.
Okay, I got one for ya.
Okay, please.
Okay.
Brighten the mood.
It's a Harry Potter dad
oh,
joke.
Bless. Let's go.
Yeah. Okay. I actually got two because we need all the covering. I feel like we should also pray over our audience. Like
we should really take a moment of silence right now.
We should have a disclaimer before this episode because that was not, I'm not okay. Okay.
I did put in a little disclaimer right
you
before.
You said, I'm proud of myself.
No.
To me.
Right before I said exactly what he did, I said, disclaimer, this gets really gross, and then continued. So I thought of you guys.
Like, I'm a gross person, and I was not.
You're not a gross person.
I would say I'm not, like, dainty. I have more.
I feel like there's a better word than gross.
Okay. Well, I'm not fazed
gross
by
things don't really bother Taryn that much.
No.
She can shake it off pretty
when
well.
When you grow up with brothers, like, weird stuff happens. Like, you just kind of roll with it.
Yeah, so he was just me and my sister.
I could tell you stories. but that, like, I wasn't.
I think it's because it has a creepy, like, sexual undertone that is just really unnerving.
Oh, it's for sure. Yeah. And
it's a grown man doing it. It's not a child.
I watch a ton of, like, really intense shows that I probably shouldn't watch. And I've never seen an episode where it's something like that. And I've seen some weird crap.
Yeah.
Oh, crap.
Ugh.
Okay, ready?
Uh-huh.
So this is Harry and his friends having a conversation.
Okay.
Ron, we all have something in common that Voldemort doesn't have. Harry, what is it? Hermione, courage, love, and our bonding friendship. Ron, Hermione, ugh, never mind, it's our nose. I don't think that's like a dad joke. I think
it's
just
not a
Harry
dad
Potter
joke. It's
joke.
Just a funny Harry Potter joke. Yeah,
I thought
that's
it was
very
funny,
true.
Though.
That's a good point.
What else was I going to read? I screenshot something, but I don't know where it went. Okay. A girl came up to me and said she recognized me from her vegetarian restaurant.
Huh.
I was a bit confused. I never met her before.
Well done.
It's good, right?
That was really good, yeah.
That was a good one.
I've never met her before.
Well,
this was fun, you guys. This was so much fun.
Was it? Was it?
Sorry if I scarred you guys, but you know, the world needs to know that there's people out there, especially Toronto.
Dude, I'm not even joking. Like,
if you are listening from Toronto right now, lock your windows, lock your doors.
Move.
Delete your dating apps. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't like this for you. I'm scared for your future.
I'm never dating. I'm not dating.
There's too many risks.
No. If that is a even remote possibility, no. I'd rather be single forever.
Mm-hmm. I'm really.
My mom's listening, going, no.
No grandkids.
I want grandkids.
If you guys have stories, you know, stories like this or some, you know, happier ending stories, please write them in to AdviceUnsolicitedPod@gmail.com. And you can also DM us. We have all the socials. Hit us up there. You guys, we are so excited for this next coming episode. We are starting our Halloween series.
You should have saved that for that because that was terrifying. Different kind of scary.
Shoot. Yeah, I could have.
But
that, like,
literally
could
have been.
They didn't title it October series. So, but it could have been.
That's actually on my worst nightmare list now. Guys, you are not ready for so many things. You're not ready for our promos for each episode because we killed it.
We're on fire.
You're not ready for our costumes. You're not ready for the scary stories.
Mm-hmm.
So get ready.
It's going to be unreal. So thank you guys so much for listening. This was so much fun. Get excited for next week because our October series is starting and it's going to be great.
Whoop, whoop.
And yeah, that's all we have to say.
Yeah, I'm not okay.
We need a fan on Taryn. Mark, can we get a fan on Taryn? It's not okay. It's bad. We need a moment. Let's take a moment, you know. Let's all collectively right now take a moment.
Even dad jokes didn't cheer me up.
It didn't work. And that's the purpose of them.
That's how you know.
Okay.
Okay, guys. We love you. And we hope you have a great day. And we will see you next week.
See you.
Bye.
Rookie move.
Oh, well, you'll talk to you next week.
Bye.